and his face frowned, and his beeper shrieked, and people stopped in their tracks to look at this live train wreck. And I just knew the laws of physics demanded that either electrocution or spontaneous combustion occur at any second. I held up a finger to speak, but nothing came out as I sucked more air. I wanted to beg him to let me bend over so I could catch my breath and slow the palpitations. About the time I wondered why they would even bother with an autopsy. After a transverse dissection of the mid-thoracic cavity, subject was noted to have an unusually enlarged heart. You think? I have an enlarged everything. Mr. TSA peered at me with the wearied look of a man about to dive into chasms and crevices never before explored. He paused and stared, as if a stark and important reminder had hit him. He reached for the rubber gloves. I had a doctor's office flashback and went from a hot sweat to a cold one. As he patted me down, I couldn't help but notice him wince. When I caught my breath long enough to hear anything but my own huffing, I realized why he winced. I was squishing. As he patted my torso, I squished every time he moved a hand to another spot on my wet shirt. And it was loud, real loud. Squish, squish, squish. Okay, said Mr. TSA, a disgusted lilt in his voice. You're clear. You can go now. As bystanders gazed with raised eyebrows at the freak show, I realized the scene was the latest in a long line of humiliations over my ever-expanding weight. I cracked some lame joke to move the moment along, which must have worked because he never told me what set off all the security beepers. I still don't know what caused all the fuss. I guess he figured out that, yes, those were legitimate, good old American rolls of fat and not a bundle of dynamite strapped around my midsection. Mr. TSA turned toward his cohorts as I fastened everything back on to continue my rumble through the concourse. As I stepped away, Mr. TSA inadvertently caused my face to redden even more. He looked over to a grinning coworker and said, "I ain't never doing that again." The coworker's grin turned into a giggle as I hustled away. The thought struck me as I picked up the pace again. It's okay to poke fun at myself on stage, but life is much more pleasant when people laugh with me and not at me. After a long, hot plane ride, I arrived at my destination and found the rental car counter. I'm notoriously cheap, so I reserved an economy subcompact car, something just above a moped. I've gotten used to scraping my knees and elbows to wedge myself into rental Yugos over the years. "Mr. Davis, we have reserved you a smart car," said the lady behind the counter. "Great," I said. "Maybe I could just tell it where to take me and climb in the back seat for a nap." She smiled. At least somebody humored me. "It's in parking space A12," she said.